What are you buying outside of the JSE?
Well, I gave that to you in my indication of my stock pick. I believe that interest rates are going to come down. So I need some sort of gearing aimed at that. I also think that the Rand is going to remain under pressure indefinitely. So therefore, I'd look to investing in another market, and I'd look at an ETF trying to get an investment in corporate bonds where I think there's an opportunity to go with them as they come down maybe from 5-6% to 2-3%. That could be very good capital values.
Yeah. Ian, you've given us your stock pick for this evening as well. So let's flash forward to yours, Mark.
So I'm picking Quilter tonight. So, I mean, there's been a lot of noise today about the trade, or possibly the delay in the trade resolution between America and China. But we've also got the UK election next week. And I think that post the election, we hope that it goes the way of the Conservative Party and not the Labour Party. But I think if it goes the way of the Conservative Party, that'll be positive. And then we'll start to see a resolution of Brexit shortly thereafter. So Quilter is the asset management asset and advice business that was spun out of Old Mutual. And I think it's well positioned in that it's the second biggest, has the second biggest tied advisor force in the UK. They sold their life assurance business and they're going to return £300 million to shareholders in either a special dividend or most likely share buybacks, which I think will be a nice underpin for the share price. I think the British pound could strengthen in the medium term post the Brexit resolution. So I think the prospects are good, and typically when a company gets spun out, there's more focus on the actual business from a market and management point of view.
Well, on that note, let's leave it there. Gentlemen, thanks so much for having joined me at the desk this evening. Of course, Mark Du Toit is with Oystercatcher Investments and Ian Cruickshanks with the SA Institute of Race Relations as well. We take more of your stock-related questions tomorrow. Have a good evening.